Scavenge Audio. Together forever. Da da da. Bye.
Hello and welcome to another amazing edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour
Ladies Night.
I'm Maud Garrett.
I'm Alison Hayslip, and for the next 30-ish minutes, we are gonna sip some booze and spit some news, and we'll do it all with Tom.
The man we choose.
The man we choose. Tom White Wine Mandago Krajewski. Hi.
Not to be confused with Tom Cruise.
I wish. I just got excited because Maud introduced this as another edition. Which I know you hate. That's why I got excited.
You did say the subconscious
has been slipping into me.
Here's the cold, hard truth. Yeah.
I've been permeated.
Mama's hungover today, so I'm a little slow.
Allison, why are you hungover
today?
Because
last night was Halloween.
Ooh, yeah, it was.
And I went to a Halloween party, and I drank all the vodka. I drank all of it.
That's why there was none when I woke up this morning.
Exactly.
All the world supply of vodka
was gone. You woke up to an alert, a Twitter alert, saying all the vodka is gone. It disappeared mysteriously in downtown Los Angeles at the Maroon
Allison
5 Halloween party.
Has consumed all of the vodka. This is an official state emergency.
And it was one of these parties that, like, right near the end of the night, I saw my friend Rhiannon, and she was like, let's do shots. And I was like, no. And she's like, we're absolutely doing shots.
Thankfully,
not just with me. There were like three or four of us. So she got four tequila shots.
I looked at the bartender
and I was like, I'm not taking this. And he's like, it's okay. So we literally did the thing where we cheers, and like I tap the glass down, and I like pretend to sip it, and then I just toss it back to the bartender, and he's like, I got you. And I was like, thank you.
There's no way. I've seen people on their birthday take a shot of tequila and then throw it back up into the shot glass. Immediately.
It's
like
awful.
It hit their throat and it came back out.
So
like, as if their body just went, no.
Yeah.
I'm not allowing this.
And then
he threw up in a pot plant.
Oh.
And now he's actually just got his big TV break over in the States.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who is this person?
I don't know what the show is called yet, but I remember reading the news and I was like, good on you, buddy. We'll always have you throwing up in the pot plant for your birthday.
That's awesome.
Oh my God. And his last name rhymes with like a way that you say vomit. That's so cool.
Comet?
I can't believe
a way that you say puke.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different ways you say it. But, oh my God, how did I not piece that together 9 years ago when it happened? That's 9 years of my life. I could have called this guy.
You've been sitting on this pun for way too long.
Confused.
I'm sorry.
I want to run into him now. How are you going?
You're not going to out him? You're not going to out the guy who puked into the pot plant?
I feel bad.
Yeah. Aww.
I mean, I've got secrets I want other people to keep of mine.
That's true. You're a good friend. That's awesome. My boyfriend Andy and I have been talking about how we need to start. We keep calling it one last drink, and how we have to keep avoiding the one last drink. Like when you go out and you're like, yeah, let's have one last drink before we head home or whatever. And every time you have the one last drink is when you wake up in the morning and you feel like garbage.
Yeah, 10 last drinks.
Alicia Malone, my best friend, she was terrible at that. And we called her One More Malone. And she's like, one more. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Get in the Uber.
So
one more.
I was at a wedding this past weekend. Well, it'll be 2 weekends ago when this comes out. In Scottsdale. A friend of mine from college... he and his now wife, they basically threw a festival for their wedding because they met going to Burning Man.
Oh, really?
Is that what it's like to have lots of money?
Lots of fire. Yeah.
But it was really incredible. They had all these different events and things like that. And after the actual reception, there was an after party in which everyone like got to change into what they called radical self-expression. So I just put on my freaking owl onesie pajamas.
That's what I saw. And you had beautiful gemstones.
I know.
Wasn't
that so cool? We showed up and they were like offering these gemstone masks.
Jeez.
And I was like, that one looks like an owl. I'm going to put that on. But anyway, the bar shifted over. The bar was only open for the first hour of the after party. After that hour,
so you have to power slam it.
Yeah.
Well, you had to go buy drinks like at the hotel bar.
No, you go real hard in that 1 hour.
Well, so this is my point. We didn't because both Andy and I were wearing onesie pajamas. Neither one of us brought our wallets, and so when the bar switched over and was no longer an open bar, we were like, okay, we have a decision now. We either go back to the room and get our wallets, or we just go back to the room and not have one more drink. And we were like, we're not doing one more drink. And we just went home and went to bed, and we woke up the morning, and I was like, I feel great. It was awesome.
How bad are hangovers? Hey, I'm sick to death of them. My last one? 3 days.
Yeah.
3 days.
Jeez, guys, you guys got to practice more like me.
I just get a little bit sick, though. It's like if I didn't drink that much, then I wouldn't get run down. And if I didn't get run down, then I wouldn't feel so sick. And if I don't feel so sick, then I won't last 3 days.
What's your drink again? That your drink of choice?
Devodka.
Okay, you too.
I'm sorry, I drank it all.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I feel great. I had the whole last few days. I feel good.
Did you guys go out for Halloween?
Well, no, I was at the house handing out candy.
Right.
And we get a lot of I was telling you this earlier. We get a lot of kids come in store-bought costumes, which
is fine. Tom was saying that the street he lives on gets 1,000 kids.
We get 1,000 kids, but the people down the street where it gets a little busier, they get 4,000 kids.
That's insane.
Between
how much candy you have to buy.
Oh, we have to buy like 10 bags a year from Costco that each have like 110 pieces in it.
That's insane.
But sometimes we choose to close up earlier and stop handing out candy. But, so we get a lot of like the store-bought costumes, which is cool. But then when you see like a really good like homemade costume. This one guy came with his kid. The dad was dressed as Forrest Gump, right? And he had a baby in the baby carriage, right?
Aww.
And the baby was dressed as Lieutenant Dan without his legs. So the baby looked so cute with like this mustache and like when Lieutenant Dan has his long like hippie hair.
Yeah.
And then for his legs, he's wearing army pants, I think, and they like tied him off at the at the end so it looked like stubs.
Right.
It was like really cute.
Aww.
But it was like the best costume I think we saw all night.
That's
even though it was
amazing.
The dad's idea, but it was really good.
Did you guys see these two, they're sisters, one's 2 and one's 4, and apparently because this was the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, they had like they had fallen in love with like the moon landing and
That's
all that stuff this year. So the 2-year-old went as Neil Armstrong landing on the moon with like a little American flag, and the 4-year-old was the lander.
Yeah.
Like the full lander.
Wow. It's really cool.
Yeah. It was amazing when I saw it. It was really good costumes. Yeah.
Wait,
it was really cute.
And you didn't tell us what you went as, but I know.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, did you pull up
so
a photo?
Cute.
Isn't that so adorable?
Houston,
they're the cutest.
The eagle has landed, and it's the cutest thing we've seen.
So I went as... with my buddy Jonathan, we went as Bill and Ted from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
And you guys
which
looked
is
awesome, too.
Thank you. It was a costume that I've been wanting to do for ages, and then the third movie comes out next year.
Yeah.
And I was like, if we don't do it this year, it's going to be overplayed.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm happy to announce that we were the only Bill and Ted at this huge party.
Yeah.
I was stoked. I have to do a shout-out to Tom.
Oh, me? Why?
Is that why you wanted me to? So I was Bill.
Yeah.
We called it, so it's me and my buddy Jonathan, so we called ourselves Billison and Tedathon. But Bill wears this like crop top inside out sweatshirt, and
80s.
On the back of it, it has like a drawn on stallion for their band Wild Stallions. And I was like putting together this costume and I was like, there is no fucking way that I'm going to be able to draw this. I can't. And then my brain flashed to a few episodes ago when Tom was just like doodling and he drew both Podcat and Batman.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was like, it's really fucking good. So I texted Tom and I was like, is there any chance you could help me out with my Halloween costume? And he was like, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, sure.
So I dropped off my sweatshirt and colorful Sharpies to Tom. And in like an hour, he sends me a picture and it was perfection.
I was surprised.
It was so good, Tom.
Thank you. I'm kind of surprised that you didn't think you could do it yourself, but I'm happy to help.
No,
when I can do something like that and make it look good, I'm like really proud of myself.
By the way,
I was looking at that for like the hour before.
Yeah.
You picked it up. I was just staring at it and proud of my work.
I mean, he sent me a photo. Is that a picture of you drawing? That's just a horse.
I tried to draw a horse.
I should have texted you.
It's not wild enough. It's supposed to be a wild stallion.
Take a photo of that and post it on the Twitter because my artistic prowess.
Mob was feeling left out of the whole art talk.
No, the point I'm trying to make is I failed drawing my whole life.
Did you?
I am not good at it. I have not surpassed the ability to draw on any kind of exceptional level. Pictionary is what nightmares are made of for me. I've drawn things which I thought were clearly what they were supposed to be.
Here.
Oh, that's so good.
Wait, no, hold on. That was
a dragon from here.
That's the actual one. And then just swipe to see the one Tom did.
Oh, damn.
Isn't it? It's better. He like did it better than wow. it is in the movie.
Come to me for all your Bill and Ted wow. drama.
It's so good. It's so good.
On the Twitter as well. If we don't, tweet at us and tell us to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at my Instagram to see. That's the one Tom did.
You can
did.
Vote
That's...
on which is better, Mods or mine.
Oh my God. Mods, yours is hilarious. Well, first off, Mod drew the entire horse.
Mod drew a horse with his tail that's like erect.
Yeah, well, maybe he's angry.
Or he's like Naruto running.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There's speed happening on my horse.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, that's cool. I was glad to help. Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you do anything last rad. Night? Did we talk about what you did?
I went to Pilates.
Pilates?
Oh, Halloween Pilates? Halloween
themed? No.
No.
All right.
Did anyone
you're not a Halloween person?
Dress as a Pilates witch or something?
Yeah, the Pilates witch.
No.
Wait, but I saw all these amazing photos of you as Wednesday.
Oh yeah, I almost that for my
said
Patreon.
I almost said as Ash Wednesday, and I'm like, nope, Ash that's Wednesday. That's a religious holiday. That is not the character.
What's
from
Ash Wednesday?
Ash Wednesday is when the
pagans. No.
Oh. It's a Catholic holiday.
Yeah, where you get the cross on your forehead.
Yeah, it's what you.
It's a weird thing. I did it.
They
so
burn palms,
that.
And they take the ashes from the palms and put a cross on your forehead. It's when Jesus rode
just
into...
Just take a second just to really hear about what you just said.
Yeah, no,
that
know.
That doesn't sound cultish?
No,
wait, well, yeah, no, I mean...
It's a rite.
It's a rite, but like...
R-I-T-E, right? So yeah.
Just
they're
on,
marked. They've been branded.
Yeah. You're right, yeah.
Well, this is what no, it's not you permanent.
Like, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
There's also this thing in the Catholic Church that we used to do. I don't know.
I'm just
you
taking
were
notes so when I start my cult, guys.
Yeah.
Hope
oh, you
want, understand
yeah, you
want
to steal
I've never.
Everybody
I mean,
else.
I've never had religion in my life, so I need to concentrate down, knuckle down, and then start my own. I want to be a deity.
Well, here's this other thing they were doing in the Catholic Church. There was
Maud thing. Rhymes with God in your accent.
Maud,
you want
Maud,
this.
Yeah.
Maud,
in the
God.
Name of, in the name of Maud. In Maud we trust.
In the name of Maud.
Yeah.
That sounds like the
in
name
Maud
of your
we
memoirs.
Trust. Oh man, guys, I'm getting a Messiah complex just talking yeah. about this.
Please. Anyway, I saw you. You were dressed as Wednesday from the Addams Family.
I was. I do a photo shoot every month for my Patreon, and I put some of them up on social media, and I decided to do a spooky one, and Zelda was a spooky pumpkin, but she's the cutest thing you've ever seen. I couldn't even stay evil because she was so cute. She's melting my little heart. But I have got a Halloween party 2 days ago from when you're listening to this.
Oh, you have a Halloween party tomorrow. After Halloween.
Yeah, which is so weird. Everyone's just like the 19 days of Halloween. Maybe we need like a, what's that chocolate shit that you guys do on Christmas?
The what? The where chocolate you... stuff?
An advent calendar.
Yeah. We're starting to have that for Halloween.
God, I get such a kick out of how you describe.
Chocolate
like,
shit for Christmas.
I mean, like literally it's something I've had since childhood, but you're right. That's exactly what it is. The chocolate shit you do for Christmas.
But it's like the 18 days of Halloween because everyone's like celebrating it 18 days before it and then 3 days after it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it goes on for so long now.
My damn it.
But
did
I'm
you just
be...
say Maud damn
Maud
it?
Damn it.
That's the perfect.
Wow.
I love that.
Hilarious.
Yeah, sorry.
For all those people that don't like to be blasphemous, you probably already tuned out because of the way I've been speaking about religion, but I implore you to use Maud damn it.
Maud damn it.
Maud damn
wait,
it.
So what are you going to dress as at this Halloween party that you haven't gone to, but will have gone to? Snap. You're going to do Wednesday.
Adams.
Nope.
Oh.
I'm going to become Morticia.
Morticia.
Oh,
so I've done Wednesday, mama and daughter.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
And then next time it'll be Uncle Fester.
Oh.
Are you going to put a bald cap on? That'd be amazing.
Oh, that would be funny.
Oh, wait, was that your Christopher Lloyd impression?
Yeah, well, it's the same guy. What does he say?
Sure,
what does he
say? That sounded just like
him. I thought she was just having like some choking on
something. Like, what does he say in it? Well, he just makes all these grunts and noises all throughout Adam's family. Like, oh, what the?
I mean, that's sort of Christopher Lloyd in any role that he does. Great Scott. There was a Marty McFly at the party I was at, and there was a lone Garth from like Wayne and Garth.
Oh, so
I was
like,
you got a partner up.
Yeah,
well, I was like, do we have to go adopt him? Do we just get all of our like
party on Wayne?
Yeah,
party on Garth.
Garth. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's kind of in the same thing. I would love to see a sketch where Bill and Ted meet Garth and Wayne.
Yeah. That would be great.
Mm. Yeah.
I've also never heard it say Garth and Wayne. It's they only ever heard Wayne and Garth. Hearing Garth and Wayne sounds bizarre
Wayne
to me. By the way,
I thought they were
the
same people for a long time of my life.
So I've decided that every Halloween costume from now on that I wear has to involve sneakers because
game breaker.
But my costume last night also involved wearing a wig, which means I didn't have to worry about my hair. Both were huge wins.
It didn't get too tight?
No. A little itchy, but not too tight. But one of the best things about my costume is that I just put my wallet and my phone in my back pockets like a dude.
Is that nice?
Just, yes! I was like, I don't have to carry shit. And the only thing that I had that I was like worried about was my house key.
Yeah.
So I actually...
Why do you put your house keys in your other pocket?
I got my front pockets.
But my front
pockets,
I don't know. I was concerned.
That could jab.
I was prepping to be too drunk, you know? So I was like, I feel like if my keys are in my pockets, I would just lose them somehow. Uh-huh. So I attached my key ring to my bra strap, and it just hit under my shirt. But then I got home at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm trying to get the key off of my bra, and I was like... I can't do it. So I literally just bent over and like pulled my bra strap out so I could get the key. And I was like, yep, this is what you're doing right now, Allison.
I remember it was like another one of those 2 a.m.s.
My mic just fell over.
Whoops.
Sorry. I am back.
It's like a 2 a.m. It was a big night for me. And I just spent so long trying to open the front gate to the complex. And I was just like, what is wrong? And I was like, I have to sleep outside. I don't know what's going on here. Someone had snapped their key off in the lock.
Oh.
And so I couldn't put my key in.
Right.
Oh, that was bad.
It's annoying.
That's like way too drunk to comprehend it. Oh, it was terrible.
I'm sorry.
That's my story. Well,
that's a good story.
And on that note, let's take a break.
Take a little break. Yeah. We'll come back and we'll get to some emails.
Let's take a little break from us.
And we are back. And I'm going to bring
guess
up
who's
some
back?
Back again.
We are back.
Shady's back.
Tell your friend.
Yay.
What's going on here?
Since we were talking about candy and all that, I'm going to read this.
Oh, yeah, candy.
Email.
Candy. My favorite.
We all remember Beer Baron Bill.
Yeah.
Who sent us
all
the goodies.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I still have half that stuff at my place right now. Those chocolate caramel cookies were some of the best fucking things I've ever eaten.
Right.
I got the lemon ones. I polished them off that weekend. Yeah. I did not show mercy.
No, I'm halfway through the ginger and I still got these bars of chocolate. Anyway, so he wrote this in, hey, HHHH crew.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Maud. And hi, Aristotle. I'm
he
glad
said hi, Aristotle.
He Aristotle won't speak to
I'm
us.
Aristotle.
You,
hey,
might,
Bill.
Aristotle? You might speak That's to me. Us after this email because it involves you. Podcast.
Yes.
I'm glad you enjoyed the package I sent. I just wanted to send a quick email about the chocolate. Unless there is something derived from animals that I am not aware of, then most dark chocolate that isn't mass produced should be vegan, even though they don't advertise it. Double check the ingredients, but I think Aristotle should be able to have a lot of the chocolate I sent, especially the Brasstown chocolate. Thanks, Beer Baron Bill. And I did, because I remember we mentioned that, but what is in the ingredients that you can't have because you're vegan is butter.
Butter, baby, butter.
Can you have butter?
It's butter.
Do you have butter?
He can't. He's talking.
Do you have a butt?
What's?
I don't know.
After you left that week.
Yes, after I left. There was one more bar of chocolate? Did you eat it?
Good boy.
Yes.
Good boy.
But
nom-nomed.
It's technically
Come
not vegan because
side.
Of the butter. Is that correct?
There was no butter
in that one. Okay, because in the other ones I did check, there was butter. And I was like, oh no, did I steal all the chocolate from Aristotle telling him he couldn't eat it? But yeah.
Liar.
At least on one of the bars, there was definitely butter. I don't remember the other two that I have. But anyway, Bill
thanks,
Beer
Bill.
Baron Bill was
Beer
looking
Bear,
out for you.
Beer Bill.
Beer Baron Bill getting to the butter issues.
Just real quick, speaking of candy.
Yeah.
Because Aristotle brought back some candy from
Aristotle
his trip
went to Japan.
And he brought back some sake-flavored Kit Kats.
That sounds awful.
I agree.
That sounds like it's got my name all
sake
over
sake-flavored.
And I think green tea.
Green tea
matcha?
Kit Kats are.
Matcha.
Yeah, they're good. They're pretty standard Japanese.
I'm going sake, guys. Let's
are you having a sake one?
I love that Aristotle brought them in, but. I'm just like a snob. No, I'm not a snob.
This
I'm
is
just
the
a
last one, and I kind
of I'm also just
feel
not
bad.
A huge Kit Kat fan.
Oh, like,
what?
Mate.
As a candy.
You're like my favorite. That's
really?
Why I... Sorry.
I just feel like I'm taking chocolate, eating like fake chocolate-covered
oh,
cardboard.
Yeah.
What happened?
I went to snap it in the microphone to pick it up, and the smell of it is so pungent.
Does it smell like sake?
Yes.
Hold on. Ooh, actually, yeah. Okay.
Everyone touch my chocolate before I eat it.
I'm actually going to open the matcha one. I'm not going to be a little jerk.
All right. So
this,
it smells like
Maud,
sweet sake.
I'm not precious about germs, so we're all good. Oh, man. Oh, dear.
Wow. Eat it.
Okay, I put the whole thing in.
Yes, you did. That is what she said. Whoa.
Okay. Whoa. I feel like I'm the chick from Willy Wonka.
Okay.
And I'm having a 3-course meal right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because I started off by tasting really off cheese. And then really off it went into seaweed.
Now seaweed. Now,
egg custard. Custard.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That all sounds terrible.
It was a wild ride.
Yeah. Did you like them, Aristotle? Did you? Oh, you didn't eat them.
Oh, yeah, because they're not vegan.
So he forced me to just eat that green tea one. He hasn't even had it himself.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty bad.
That is one of the cool things about Japan is that you can just very easily bring back.
Oh, compost.
What?
Corn puffs?
Corn puffs.
Corn puffs.
Compost.
Compost.
Compost. Compost.
You might like this one better, the green tea one, because it doesn't have this grossness you're...
Mm. But it's all like, if all of those things
were individual,
were nice.
Oh.
If compost was nice, then you'd enjoy eating this.
Mm.
Interesting.
I don't know how to explain it, apart from it is nice off dairy.
All right.
And nice custard. Okay. And nice compost.
Great.
Well...
Great.
That's fantastic.
The ingredients I can't understand, so I assume it means everything's really healthy.
Sure.
It's written in Japanese. So I'm going to assume that the thing I just ate was full of protein and no sugars.
Yes.
Ah, anyways, thank you,
it's keto.
Poku.
Ruining my appetite.
I can actually recognize some of this.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Why do you,
That one I don't know, but then that says to and that says ku.
What?
Wow, am I in a room with a Japanese person? Because that sounded really, really good.
はたすのの前はもうです。中3歳です。初めにせいです。元気ですか?初めまして。
Allison and I are just
What just happened? Do you speak Japanese?
Just a little bit.
What did you say?
Hello, my name is Maud. I am in year 8 and 13 years old.
Year 8.
It was nice to meet you. How are you?
Good.
Oh,
good.
Wow. Good job. Nope, she's eating the green tea. What's going to happen with the green
tea? Oh, that's rubbish. That's not okay. That's grass.
That's grass?
That's just grass. Well, that's just shavings from a gardening. Wow. Oh, that's not good.
Is it
not
worse
good.
Than the sake one?
That's matcha. Matcha tastes like dirt, man.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
I have some opinions happening right now.
Yeah. We can see it on your face. I mean, the listeners can't see it on your face.
Matcha tastes like
dirt. But
those
of us in the studio can.
Disney's overrated.
Disney's overrated.
Oh, hey.
I got some opinions.
Oh, wow. Oh, there's all sorts of opinions happening.
What else?
Just all of Disney? Like
Maud's
the whole company?
Your country's corrupt.
Oh. Well,
I think that's
me
dumb.
Great.
I think that's everything.
I don't think that last one's an opinion. I think that's pretty much
factual at this stage. I feel like.
I had to explain. Not explain. I got in an argument with someone. Not an
pork
argument.
Pork crackle.
What?
Pork crackle?
Pork crackle aftertaste.
What is pork crackle?
Pork.
Oh, you mean a
swine.
Pork rind.
Pork rind.
Pork rind.
Yeah.
Pork crackle. Crackle.
I had asked.
It crackles, does it not?
Oh, God. Yeah.
I had asked a friend of mine to confirm something about a person that they knew. And this, my friend's response was, I don't talk bad about people. And I went, it's not talking bad if I'm asking you to confirm a fact.
Yeah.
Like my thing is, I won't say anything that I wouldn't say to that person's face.
Really?
So if I really don't like that person,
right,
I would say it to their face,
asking,
I'll say it to other people. But
I was asking for them to confirm, does this person do this thing?
Oh.
Like a very, like...
What was
it? I can't get into it because now I'm scared.
Drugs.
Yes, that's what I mean. And then my friend's response was, I don't talk bad about people. And I'm like, it's not talking bad...
If it's just confirming.
If it's confirming a fact. And he's like, well, that's just not how I see it. And I'm like...
But they've just confirmed
it. Wrong.
But don't you think they just confirmed it by saying, I don't talk bad? So it's
all right,
so you've instantly made that negative, so there's my answer.
Like, the fact that it's your opinion
Sherlock
that it's bad,
Maud.
I'm just asking for confirmation that it's true. Like, that's it, you know?
Yeah, you're not having an opinion on it.
Yes, that's what I mean. And, like, it became
this whole
discussion.
Well, that person's going straight to heaven.
Oh.
Right, because they didn't say a bad thing about
somebody.
Because
they refused to have an opinion about something.
Good for them.
Because if they're that... pedantic about it, then they'll probably never do anything bad in their life.
Should we go to a story or should I read another email?
Wait, we have time for stuff? Let me see.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm making a paper airplane.
Yeah, I don't know. What are you doing
That's
over
really
there?
Important.
You have a job, Tom, and it's not making paper airplane.
You can
the airplane's not going
to
make itself.
Yeah, do an email. That's exactly
do an much. Email?
Do a little one and I'll do a quick story or something.
All right, cool. This is from Neil. It says, good morning, 4-H crew.
Good morning, Neil.
He says, hey, Allison. Hi, Maud. Just finished listening to your last episode at work. This is a few episodes ago, actually. Heard Allison's remark about not getting why people would faint during concerts by the Beatles. Remember this?
Yeah.
A morning show host on the local radio station I listen to here in St. Paul covers a
lot. I went to St. Paul.
You did. He talks about that in this email.
Oh, you guys know each other?
Cool.
The host covers a lot of music history. And a while back mentioned that one of the Beatles promoters actually arranged for a number of fans to start screaming during one of the band's first performances as a promotional stunt. This inevitably led to larger and more over-the-top reactions by members in the crowd. Although not a new technique, it's probably one of the more well-known methods of using herd mentality to influence sales of a product.
That's why I can't do Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, at Universal?
So yes.
No, I hate that shit.
That's because when one person screams, everyone starts screaming and they use fear.
Yep.
Like that.
Fear. Yep.
And I'm their target because I'm the scared one screaming their face off. I'm targeted.
Up and here we go.
That's
and now
discrimination, surely. Yeah. I'm being discriminated because I'm a pussy. And I really I'm offended.
You don't deserve that at all.
Yeah, I hate being scared. 1,000%. And now for a bad pun joke for Maude.
Yes.
Taken from BBC's Father Brown. Why is Father Brown laughing?
Because he shat himself. His name's Father Brown.
Whoa.
Is this? Not even.
I had a lot of sugar just then.
Yeah.
We also. Yeah. Okay.
Who's Father Brown?
Father Brown is laughing because of mass hysteria.
Oh. Mass.
Maude doesn't get
hysteria.
It.
Mass is what you call it. Like she doesn't go to church.
Father. I think mine's so much funnier. He's literally the father
shitting
of
himself.
Poop.
Father Brown. Thanks. I was like reading thanks, Neil, but he's saying thanks from Neil.
Oh, thanks, Neil.
P.S. Special shout out to Maude for coming all the way to St. Paul at the Flutog and being so exceptionally cool as I totally lost my shit and acted like a complete spaz.
Spaz is unfair. Fanboy, I will allow.
Yeah. So you've met Neil.
Yeah.
He says you were so incredibly patient, warm, and tolerant for taking the time to hang out with a random fan. It really made his day.
Oh, that's so sweet. No, he was fine. He was like, I was like, oh, you're here to enjoy the Flutog? He was like, I'm here to see you. And I was like, oh, hi.
Oh, wow.
That's so lovely. He's like, yep, I got an Uber as soon as I saw your post.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm here. And we got a photo. And he's like, cool, later. I have to go. Yeah.
That's dedication.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Do we have time for a quick story, Tom?
Sure. I'm trying to find one. Okay, here we go.
Father Brown.
Here we go. Once my phone actually starts.
You've never heard of the mayor of Browntown?
No. What?
Oh, my God. This is
apparently Podcat has. He's laughing.
Oh, Podcat.
If you're the mayor of Browntown, you can kind of understand what's happening here.
It's someone taking a poop?
You have a situation.
A situation.
Oh yeah. A shitty situation.
Oh, wow. All right.
The mayor of Browntown.
And on that note.
Yes.
All right, guys. A hungover student set out on a walk to clear his head after a night out, only to end up 500 miles away in the south of France.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, let's listen. So Barney Rule, 20...
I'm glad that didn't happen to me this morning when I woke up hungover.
Yeah, no. Barney Rule, 20 years old, went for a walk after deciding to drop out of university.
Oh, he decided to drop out. Okay, that makes a little bit more sense.
Drop out. The former history and politics...
Did he study at Brown?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Oh, she's just not going to let it go.
Yeah.
I want everyone to know, let the record show, Podcat laughed his face.
You guys are so juvenile. Allison and I would never make those jokes.
Yeah.
My gosh, we're so classy energy.
All right, so he left.
Yes, he started his stroll in the early hours after leaving a nightclub. But even after walking through the whole night, he found he didn't want to stop.
Okay.
And decided to keep going. So
he's the Forrest Gump of...
Yes,
yeah.
That relates back to my Halloween story. So. Yeah. Following in the footsteps of Scottish singers The Proclaimers, determined Barney had gone on to walk 500 miles, and believe it or not, he plans to do 500 more. Having set off from his hometown, he's now currently south of France and has now been ambling for over a month.
What?
And is carrying this on to Spain. He said, I'm just trying to do it in a British accent here.
Yeah.
I'd always wanted to walk into Spain, but it wasn't until I got drunk with friends last month that I actually began walking. It was only by the time I got to the second night when I reached around 13 miles that I realized I was actually doing it with no turning back. I wasn't sure it was legal.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking. If he's crossing countries, does he have his passport on him?
Like, I think generally, don't like most Europeans, I don't really travel, don't they normally carry their passports on them? I feel like that's a thing you have to carry.
I don't know, like, but also if he's British and Brexit's happening, who knows like where he's going to be allowed and all that kind
of
crap.
This is a guy that's dropped out of university because he doesn't know what he wants, and he instantly just made the biggest commitment ever.
Yeah.
Like, what a juxtaposition. It's like, mate, put that focus and energy back into your studies. Get 500 grade A's.
maybe
he's just good at walking away from his problems.
Oh,
really, really
that's
good.
That's what he can commit to.
Well, he's using a tent, so he's not spending too much money. He only spends like $37 having like crossed a country, just like eating.
What?
I don't know. It's just like,
I mean, does he must stay places
to
sleep.
Yeah. Well, no, he has a tent that some people offer him rooms, he says. But he says, a lot of people assume that I was going through a bit of a crisis. Where I'd rely on the bank of mom and dad, but I haven't. It's entirely self-funded from the part-time work that I did at the bar and the academic scholarships that I received.
Oh, my God.
Academic scholarships, which is great. I mean, do you really need to do
there
a
There is a walk,
days,
though.
I mean,
there is an actual walk from the south of France to Spain. Like,
oh, really?
It's this thing that a lot of people embark on. I've had a couple of separate friends of mine both do it. And it takes you a few weeks, if not possibly a month. A lot of people do it for their sabbatical.
Right.
To really find themselves. And yeah, it starts at the south of France and you walk 20 miles a day, possibly more.
I could do that.
And it's with a group of people. And because this trail has been mapped out and it's like an iconic or like, you know,
people
a trail that
you
do.
Yeah.
There are a lot of hostels that line
the way.
That path. Yeah. So you get it at a cheaper rate if you've signed up to do this particular trail.
I kind of want to do that
what
now.
It's called?
That sounds cool.
I mean, both of my friends have done it and they absolutely loved it. Their feet were blistered messes by the end of it all.
Wow, I bet.
Because all they're doing is walking for like 20 plus miles.
Is it
a
flat walk? Is it like just a long, like it's not in nature. Is it just
I guess it's like along the beautiful like the south of France, which is just absolutely gorgeous, and then through to Spain. But a lot of the pictures that I've seen, there were some cliff faces. There was along a coastal line.
Okay.
There were, they just said it was just so filled with so much history, and it was just so enriching, and they met friends for life, and it was a full-on thing.
That's really neat.
What that guy needs. I think that's what he's walking to, and then he's going to keep walking.
Yeah, he says he's going to go back home and write about the experience and about what he's learned.
Oh, my gosh. We are going to see a movie.
I know.
About this in like 7 years.
And all the girls he's going to run across in his travels is going to be played by Allison and Maude.
Sure.
All of the girls?
Sure.
We're
going
to play all of them?
I can see you play many different women.
Wigs.
I'll play the tall ones.
Put your Bill and Ted wig on again.
I was thinking it's going to be like, I don't know, Justin Bieber's like theatrical debut. It's what's it called?
Camino de Santiago.
Oh, boy.
But it's the Camino walk.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, that's
delightful. Look it up if you want.
More importantly, how was my British accent?
Not terrible.
You were about to laugh. I saw you like actually real.
But then really listened. And it wasn't
before
terrible.
You weren't listening?
But you only sound like a Beatle. Thank you for making a paper airplane and throwing it across the room.
And on that note, we should wrap it up.
We should wrap this up. Yeah. thanks everyone for listening. If you want to email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. Please subscribe to us and rate us on whatever you listen to us on, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play,
Spotify,
all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Maude Garrett.
And thank you, as always, Tom, Super Volcano, White Wine Mendigo, all of the nicknames, Kryoski.
We're going to have to get a new nickname for you soon, huh?
Let's think of one.
All right. Bye, everyone. A podcast network.